Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, Johnny Rabson, for inviting me to share with you on the subject of the challenge of anger. I also call it the science of anger, in the sense that you can really put it under the microscope and break it down and try and understand what are the mechanics behind my getting angry. What's the real gairem? What's the real cause? So allow me to share with you the following. We know that Lashon HaKodesh is a language which literally created reality. Baruch She'amar V'Haya Olam. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses a word, it's not an arbitrary term. This language, the letters contained in that word, literally dictated and continues to dictate reality. The word for character, Midah, shares the same meaning as measure. And Hashem has unlimited imagination, so why choose one word with two different meanings? Because we know that the real measure of a human being is not the shape of their body, the clothes they wear, the neighborhood they live in, how much money we make. The real measure of a human being is their character. And Rambam famously tells us that every single midah, every personality character trait, has a correct measure. There's no such thing as a good or bad midah. It really depends on the measure. So chesed, ordinarily we would associate as time. That's good, surely that's positive. But we also know, is it possible to destroy a person in the name of kindness? Could we give and give and give to our children to the point that we don't stop giving, and instead of nurturing independence, I'm helping this child become egoistic, completely the center of the entire universe? So even chesed, which is ordinarily associated with something very positive, obviously can go wrong. So every midah has a midah. Every character trait has a correct measure, except for two, claims Rambam. There are certain character traits that a person should not look for the correct measure, the middle way. He should go to the other extreme. One of them is arrogance, and also anger. And here's a very strong description. Almost like there's not enough language to describe how far reaching is this midara. It's only negative. It's correct that a person should train himself to go to the other extreme. He should train himself to not get angry, even when provoked to anger, which he would assume is something that's justified to be angry about. If he wants to instill a certain awe in his children, he has certain leadership responsibility to put people in line. And his kavana is in order that they should correct themselves. He should appear himself in front of them, as though he is angry, in order to correct them. But inside himself, he should be at peace with himself. As though someone who pretends to be angry on the outside, but is not actually angry. So the only exception Rambam offers for when kas works is if he doesn't feel angry. So if I don't feel angry, then I can be angry, because then I'm in control. Orcha Tzadikim tells us in Shara Kas, Ein Akas in Makabel Shum Midatayiv Im Lo Yaseh Meliboy HaKas. It never works. Kas never works. There's nothing that I can really benefit from it. Think about it this way. How is a person endeared to us if I get angry with them? How do you feel towards me if I get angry with you? Are you endeared? Or you feel like, no, you want to keep your distance? And if I'm in a relationship where I want to be close to you, are you going to feel like you're going to open up more to me? Or you're going to feel less safe to be... How are you going to share what's going on in your life on a personal basis? You're my child, you're my spouse, and I get upset with you frequently or easily get angry. Obviously, you're going to shy away. Is it possible that if I use anger frequently for things I don't like about my child, my spouse, my co-worker, my chavrusa, my Rebbe, my mother-in-law, so just swallow, my father, my brother, the leadership, community, neighbors, can we cover everybody? If I show anger in the way I communicate the difference towards other people, instead of them being endeared to me, they're going to feel less safe to be open and honest about what's going on in their lives. Especially my child. If I frequently use anger, is it possible that they will grow up figuring out ways not to be completely honest and open with mom, with dad, because I'm afraid of their rage, of their anger? Rambam claims it never works. If it really never works, then the question really begs. I, as an adult, semi-intelligent, hopefully with a decent education, why would I ever use cars as a way to express something that I'm upset with? A difference in a relationship with another person. Why would I ever choose cars? You know, one of the first times we see in the Torah the Jewish people complaining against Moshe Rabbeinu is in Parshas Beshalach. And there, Moshe Rabbeinu gives us exactly what our complaint is really about. And he says, Parshas Beshalach, Tesayin, Pasuk Beis, Vayilenu kol adas v'nei Yisrael, al Moshe v'al Aaron b'midbar. The entire Edom, the Klal Yisrael, complains against Moshe Rabbeinu and Aaron. Very clearly, who their target is. And what's their complaint? You took us out of Mitzrayim, we're going to die here, starve, we don't have water. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's response to them? Very interesting. He gives us Musa right between the eyes. What does he say? Pasuk Zayin, Uvoike, in the morning you will eat him. At Kvod Hashem, you will see Hashem's glory. B'shamay Tlunu Seichem. He's heard your complaints. Al Hashem, against God. Wait a minute. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know grammar. How could it be that you heard them clearly complain, Al Moshe Bel Aaron? And now you're responding to them that their complaints is against Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu hasn't finished. V'nach numa, what are we? Aaron and myself. Ki talinu aleinu, that you are complaining against us. He continues. V'yemem Moshe betet Hashem lachem ba'erev b'asa le'echol ve'lechem ba'boikel ishboya ki b'shmeh Hashem etlunu seichem. Hashem is going to feed you in the morning. Why? Because he's heard your complaints. Ashe'atem malinim olav, that you're complaining against him. V'nachnuma, what are we? V'loy aleinu t'luna seichem. He spells it out a third time. Not against us are your complaints. Ki al Hashem, they're really against God. Here really is the crux of the problem. The mitzvah of kas, in its real mechanic, is a complaint. Remove the label anger, and we discover, what am I angry about? I'm complaining, you're not like me. You don't think like me. You don't want to raise the children like I do. You don't want to run the finances like I do. You don't want to stand up for yourself like I want you to. And so, kas essentially is a complaint that says, I cannot love, accept, respect you until you change. What's the problem with that? When I accuse you, blame you, complain about you, deny it's my fault, give an excuse as why it's your fault, you're just like your mother! Not you, Pussy, I'm sorry. When I complain about other people, and I compare them to others, or I put them down, I use sharp words, what am I essentially saying? I cannot accept you the way you are. I cannot fully respect you and love you the way you are until you change. What's the problem with that? How many people do you know in your lives who successfully changed their spouse by trying to change them? No suggestions? For those who are awake, I'll make the question much easier. How many people do you know in world history that succeeded in changing their spouse by trying to change them? Tell them, maybe I'll call back later. How? Who was I put in this world to change? The only person I'm capable of changing. And when I try to change others, I'm playing what's called the blame game. Who was the first person to play the blame game? Adam. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu still gave Adam Bechira in asking him, why are you ashamed? Did you eat from the tree that I commanded you not to eat from? What was the Kadosh Baruch Hu inviting Adam to respond? The Mevusha Gada tells us, had Adam said, Hatati, I made a mistake, Hashem would have, on the spot, forgiven him. That's a big chiddush. And even after Adam responded the way he did, which was what? Ha'isha! That woman! Who's he blaming? Who's Adam blaming? Asher Natan, that you gifted Natan, Nasata, Lashon, Matana. You gifted to stand by thee. Stand by me. He not money. She is the one. Who's he blaming? Kadosh Baruch Hu. So what's Hashem's answer? I'll deal with you later. He turns to Chava. To ask Chava, why did you eat from the tree? Now what was Hashem inviting Chava to respond? What should she have said? The Medrash, I'm sorry, I can't believe I did that, really sorry. The Medrash Agada tells us, had Chava apologized, Hashem would have forgiven Adam and Chava. Amazing. But she messed up. What did she do? Hamash! Ishiyadi! Sorry, I didn't want to wake you up, I'm sorry. That snake woke me up! That snake persuaded me! That snake! So Hashem turns away from Chava. Why didn't Hashem ask the snake? Do you remember the reason? Didn't have a leg to stand on. That's not Chazal, it's not Chazal. So Adam is busy blaming the snake. Adam's busy blaming Chava. Chava's busy blaming the snake. And we get into what's called the blame game. What does Rashi call Adam in that Nakuda, in that context? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us at Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu commits it to writing the Torah Shebaal Peh. Eventually, we find Gemara Avodah Zarah tells us, Rashi quotes it, Mikan from here, in this Nakuda, Adam was a Kaifer Toiv. Here's the problem. When I'm busy blaming and complaining, denying it's my fault, giving excuses for why it's your fault, number one, who has to change? I don't have to change. It's your problem! You're the problem! Oh, so complaining, kaas, is an excuse to get out of looking at the only person I'm meant to be looking at to change. And that's why the Lashon in the Torah is Tulunoi Sechem, Lashon Toloi, to hang. We hang outside of ourselves. My anger is a way of avoiding intimacy on three levels. The reason why I do engage in anger, even though it's a midorah, he ad l'ma'id, is because it plays three major functions. Number one, I avoid intimacy with myself. I don't have to look at me, because I'm busy being angry, upset, complaining, denying, excusing, blaming, accusing other people, situations, local, global problems, and in that, I don't have to ask, how can I change me, the only person I was really created to change? So I'm avoiding intimacy with my very self. I'm not looking at me, I'm not noticing, where can I improve in my life, with my wife, with my husband, with my children, in my learning, in my davening. I'm complaining about the world around me. That's one of the problems with kaas. The second function of my anger is that it helps me avoid intimacy with you, the person I'm angry about. Instead of talking about the difference and the mitzvah and the Torah of Tohaka, unfortunately the Christians have translated as reprimand, and sadly it's often quoted that way, but we know that the word Tohaka, Rashi tells us, Brachos Kafhei tells us, it's a lashon of birur davar, to clarify, to ask the other person, why did you say or do this against me? And I have to do it in a way with a gentle voice, so that it's clear that the reason I'm asking you this is not an accusation, I'm not blaming, I'm asking for clarity. I'm opening the possibility for you having an explanation I'm not aware of there being other information that I don't have access to, that if I were to understand would change my perception of the situation. But kaas, to choose anger, blaming, complaining, denying, high decibels, name calling, comparisons, kaas is an excuse. I'm hanging it outside of me. It's a way of me getting out of intimacy with myself. I don't have to look at me. It's a way of me avoiding intimacy with you, because when I'm upset with you, instead of you choosing to listen and say, oh, this is so wonderful, I am so grateful that you're telling me all the things you don't like about me. You know, what I've always looked forward to in a relationship is personal growth, where I can really grow. Now that you're telling me what you don't like, this is wonderful. I know what to do. You know, if, while you're explaining everything you don't like about me, could you continue on the list of all the other complaints you have about me? How many people respond that way? No one! You call that Salah! This is not, that's not a normal response. People are not endeared to criticism. Even the mitzvah of tahara, which is the only option I have to describe a difference. It's the only option I have. I have only two options when it comes to kas. Either conquer it, because it's a midah rahi adlamoid. I only have an option of number one, either conquering it, or number two, communicating what it is that's upsetting me without kas. But if I can't do that, I don't have the option of kas, because it never works. It never actually resolves the problem. Because instead of you listening, you're going to defend back. Or attack back. And you might have a better memory than I do of my crimes against you, and you bring out your list of all your complaints. And now we're spiraling downwards. Kas never works. It never endears. It never resolves the problem. I'm much more neiter. I'm probably more likely to say things I don't even mean when I'm angry. I'm not rational when I'm angry. And therefore, says Rambam, it's not a midah. It has no measure. I have to go to the other extreme. It's all about me avoiding intimacy even with you, because you're going to be complaining back at me. You're not listening. So it's not an honest communication. On the contrary. And if I use anger frequently, and you try to stand up for yourself, what might I next do? Turn up the volume! And I'll really get mad at you! And when I get really mad at you, get you to back off. That's not honest communication. That's not us trying to understand each other's differences. I was speaking in Kutcher, it's a country club in the Catskills, upstate New York. And a lot of retired people there, I think there was about 400 people in the audience, and the average age was about 107. No, actually, there was one lady at 104. I asked her, what's special about being your age? She said, no peer pressure. There were about 400 people in the room, and I suggested the average age was about 50. A lot of people were very happy with that number. But 400 times 50, what's 400 times 50? 20,000. So I asked them, you know what, in your 20,000 years of a cumulative life experience in this one room, 20,000 years, I ask you a very simple question. Which of the following two scenarios will make two people happy in marriage, raising kids, getting along with other people? Number one, how similar we are and less different. Or number two, not how similar and less different we are, but how well we get along with the differences, how we respond to the differences. 400 people in that room, 20,000 years of cumulative life experience. One gentleman said, I'm married 67 years. He actually told me that marriage is not a word, it's a sentence. There are people in that room who've been through the second, why are you laughing? Oh, sorry, I'm joking. Okay. There are people in that room who've been through the First World War, second, they've seen life, they've seen death. How many people said happiness in life, getting along with other people, is all about how similar we are and less different we are? And how many said it's number two? Guess how many said number one? Zero. Happiness in life is not about how similar people are, less different. How things are supposed to go my way, and less according to the opposite of my plans. Life is all about how I respond to the differences. People don't get divorced because they are angry about the differences. Divorce happens because I'm not able to respond well to these differences. She, he's not, maybe I have to move on. The Torah provides for me to start again. Differences is not what hurts people. It's how we're dealing with the differences. And Rambam wants me to know, kas hi midah ra'ad l'ma'id. Almost loses the right language to describe how far and severe and negative it is in relationships. And the third function or dysfunction of my anger, number one is to avoid intimacy with me. I don't look at me, I'm looking at you. Number two, instead of me actually communicating honestly, I'm actually creating walls so that I'm avoiding being close to you. And the third level is I'm avoiding intimacy with my Creator. Because while I'm blaming the world, blaming my spouse, my kids, whoever it is in my life, you're the best years of my life. Now, there's no one in this room who can relate to any of this. Some of you are friends know what I'm talking about. But when I complain to my spouse or my kids, you are so husbanding, I can't believe 1 hour of your husband is more than I had in a lifetime to my parents. When I blame my kids for my unhappiness as a parent, when I'm blaming my spouse, when I get upset with my boss, my co-workers, my friends, my chavrusa, when I'm getting upset, what am I really doing? I'm essentially saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know that it says, HaKol B'dei Shemayim Chutz Me'Yirat Shemayim, and that really everything I don't control is really in your hands. But let me explain something to you. If only you were to give me the driver's seat, let me show you that direction my life should be going in. I don't like the way these people are treating me. Essentially, my complaint is a way of avoiding intimacy with my own Creator. I'm saying, even though I don't want to say it, I put on tefillin every day, I eat kosher, I keep Shabbos, I don't want to admit it, but my anger is really a complaint against the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wants me to understand. The moment we started complaining, and we said, you, Moshe, and you, Aaron, are the targets of our complaints. And Moshe turns it around and says, Nachnu Ma, you're not complaining against us. Ki al Hashem. It's really against Hashem. That if I really subscribe to the mitzvah of Emunah, HaKol B'nei Shemayim Chutz Me'Yirat Shemayim, and every day I'm reminding myself, Hashem Echad, the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokeinu, Midas Adin, Midas Rachmin, it's all one. But when it comes to my personal life, I start complaining and blaming and denying, excusing, accusing. I'm falling into the trap of losing my Emunah that Hashem has perfectly calculated all the different and difficult people in my life to squeeze me, not to hurt me, to find out what comes out when I'm squeezed. And what comes out when I'm squeezed? Whatever's inside. If I'm bitter, if I'm angry, if I'm resentful, if I've got unresolved differences that I have not taken to the ultimate therapist, 1-800-ALMIGHTY, Ruben Shleiman, help me! Help me! HaKol B'nei Shemayim, this person was calculated by you. Help me change the only person you created me to change. If I can be Mekayim the mitzvah of Tahara, Lefi Chazal, without Kaas, help me to do that. Help me to conquer my Kaas. Otherwise, I'm using anger to hang outside of me instead of looking at myself and putting the blame on others. It's not my fault. The world is the way it is. But the mitzvah of Emunah, Shem Echad, Potech et Yadecha, every day, my kavan is supposed to be that you are Mefanes HaKol, you're Mashkiach HaKol. And I'm drilling myself every single day so that when I leave davening Shacharis Mincha Maariv, hopefully the spillover will be that when I, not if, when I encounter different and difficult people, I will use honest communication. Speak straight. I'm training every single day that when people provoke me to anger, I should be either silent until I can speak without anger, or speak at least benachas, divrei hachamim, benachas nishmaim, because if I want you to listen, if I want you to hear, if I want you to be mekabel, shmir is a lashon of Kabbalah, then divrei hachamim, benachas nishmaim, then I have to follow the dictate that if I speak gently to you, you'll listen, but if I speak with anger, you're not listening to what I'm upset about. You're listening to that when you do or say this, it gets me angry. And therefore, what you have to do to avoid my anger is stop doing that. But that's not what life is about. I'm not here to change you. And if I try to change you, good luck. The only person I can change is me. And Hashem wants me to change me so that when I change me, my child, my spouse, the people who are in my life are responding to a different me. That's how they change. But if I try to change you, that's an insult. I'm saying I don't accept you the way you are. And Hashem trusts me that He gives me 120 years to change myself. He doesn't give up hope in me. Every morning I wake up, that's the biggest liar, he hasn't given up hope in me. The biggest liar, Moed Ani, is not just gratitude, it's an admission. Oh, if I'm still alive, that means you haven't been miyayish, that I can accomplish something today. If I haven't, if you, God, have not given up hope in me, how much more so I should not give up hope in myself. I want to share with you the following. Chazal tell us, Eizehu Gibor, who is a truly powerful person? What's our definition of a truly powerful person? HaKodesh et Yitzray, the one who conquers himself. Now, of all the sukkim, all the riots that could have been brought to support this statement, what is the pasuk that the Mishnah brings? Toiv Erech Apayim Megibor. Greater is someone who erech af. What's erech af? Long nostrils. Doesn't sound like a very complimentary term, but it means they felt the anger coming out. I'm holding it in, but I'm still angry. But it's inside. I'm not letting out. Toiv erech apayim megibor. But that's not the end of the pasuk. Umoshal v'ruchai. He controls his breath. His anger is controlled inwardly as well. That he's not letting it out inside either. It's not imploding. Meloiket ear. That's more powerful than an entire army surrounding, sieging a city. So the power of gevura, of a gever, is attached to my ability to be in control of my yetzahara. But which aspect am I given as the, if you like, top example? Kaas. Toiv erech apayim megibor. Now it's interesting, of all the animals that we are told to emulate, which is the one animal we're supposed to emulate when it comes to gevura? Havigibur ka'ari. Like the lion. But wait a minute, what's the power, what's the strength that we associate to the lion? Physical strength. But that's not our upshot, that's not our definition of real strength. Real strength is an internal strength to control oneself. So why do Chazal tell us Havigibur ka'ari? They can't be referring to his physical strength. They have to be referring to where in the personality of the Ari is he in control of himself when provoked to anger. Very interesting. The Maharal has an amazing insight that of all the wild cat family, the cougar, jaguar, that's not a cat, it's a wild cat. Of all the wildcat family, the tiger, the lion, panther, all of them except one, when they get into fights with family, split up. Panther, tiger, most of the time you see them all alone in isolation. Only one of them, when provoked to anger, controls himself for the sake of family, the Ari. Interesting. Hadigibur to Ari, that in my relationships, of those closest to me who get a little bit under my skin, press all the buttons and get me really upset. Havigibur ka'ari, I'm told, be strong like the lion, who for the sake of family will not allow kaas to come out, because God forbid it could cause machlekes, sinner, jealousy. If we look at every midrash, we discover they are all the same. All of them. They just have different labels. Peel away the label of jealousy. What is jealousy? It's a complaint. I'm complaining I don't have what you do. Whether it's your intelligence, whether it's your looks, whether it's your chokhmah satera, whether it's your ashiras, your family, sinner, hatred. You're not like me. I'm complaining. Any midrash we look at, we discover it's the same problem. Machlokes, why don't you think like me? Why don't you have the same day as I do? Every midrash comes down to complaint. And that's why, of all the crimes Klal Yisrael committed, the one that got Hashem, so to speak, most angry was not the Chet HaEgel, Meraglim. Why? Lashon Hara. What is Lashon Hara? It's a complaint. Lashon Hara is a complaint about your weaknesses. Who said it's my business to tell about other people's weaknesses? I'm here to protect you!
from your inconsistencies, because you're a normal human being. It's not my business to go and tell other people my encounter with your weaknesses, inconsistencies in your character. Lashon Hara is a complaint, and Hashem tells me I'm in this world to control that, and that's why anger is the most frequent manifestation of complaining. And Hashem wants me to know there is a midrahi ad l'moed. I am here in this world. He gives me 120 years to conquer my anger. I'll close. There's so much more to say on this subject, but we've covered some Rashi Tevas. I'll close on the following. The MI5 are looking for a new assassin, and they screen in 1,000 candidates. Finally, they break down to the last three. There's two men and a lady. The first man, they give him a gun, and they say, take this gun. In that room, your wife is sitting on a chair. You go inside, shoot and kill her. He says, are you mad? I'm married 23 years, you killed my wife. You obviously haven't got it. Get out of here. Calls in the second man. Here's a gun. Your wife is sitting on that chair in that room. Take this gun, shoot and kill her. She goes inside the room, comes out a few seconds later. I can't do it right now. I'm married. I haven't got a medal. Get out of here. So obviously, these two are not going to make the top assassins for the MI5. So they call in the lady, give her the same instructions. Here's a gun. You go in that room, shoot and kill your husband. He's sitting on a chair. She takes the gun, goes inside the room. Bang! 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 Silence. A few seconds later, smash! Crash! Scream! Ah! Smash! Crash! Silence. She comes out of the room a few seconds later. This silly gun was filled with blanks. I'd have beaten the death of the chair. Sometimes anger can lead to violence. Anger can lead to worse. In a moment of anger, of rage, I can, God forbid, do things that is very hard for me ever to take back. I'm in this world not to hurt anybody with my anger. I'm here to conquer myself. Thank you for your patience.